Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The general manager of the Atlanta Hawks joins us every week on the WadeFord.com hotline, Travis Schlenk. Hey, Travis.
Trav.
Gentlemen, how you guys doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. Now, Trav, I know last night it was a losing effort last night, but, dude, sometimes you sit back and you look at some of the things that Trey's doing and you say to yourself, man, I did a pretty good job in picking that cat. That cat's right there. He's all right.
Sure, sometimes, but, you know, during a game, especially a game, you know, I'm a broken record here. You know, we play another shorthanded team, score 120 plus points, and we can't win. I mean, that shouldn't happen. So I understand what he accomplished, and maybe one day I'll look back and, you know, say that, but it's a hard pill to swallow. When your team's not playing as well as you think it should. And maybe I need to lower my expectations for this team. Ultimately all this falls on my shoulders. You know, I put this group together and they're not responding. So we need to take a deep look into this for sure.
Wow. Okay. That's a pretty heavy statement. Yeah. Wow. All right. Well, what should we set our expectations at now, do you think? As fans,
we're seeing the same thing every game. Again, last night we had the lead going into the fourth quarter, and you know, then we can't keep it. I sound like a broken record here, but it's the same thing every game. And again, ultimately, this all falls on me. So you know, we've got to take a long look at this and. See if this group is the group that we saw last year, the second half of the season, or it's the group we're seeing this year. And that's what we have to determine, and we have to make adjustments off those. So it's, you know, obviously you can tell I'm a little frustrated.
Yeah, I was just about to ask you that.
But every team in the league is dealing with that, so we can't fall back on that.
No, you can't. I'm kind of hanging my hat that, you know, 14-20 last year when you made the coaching change, a permanent coaching change, 16-20 this year, that it catches fire in the second half. And I guess first things first, to your point here, Travis, we have to see this team in its full form and what they can do. When do you expect, so give us a timeline, and when do you expect people back? When do we get Hunter back? When do we get Cam back? And go down the list for me.
So DeAndre's, you know, going through his rehab. He played some one-on-one the other day. So, you know, he's still progressing. You know, next would be obviously to, you know, play 3-on-3. As we've talked about, it's hard to go 5-on-5. But, you know, he's moving forward every day. So, you know, to put an exact timeline on it, you know, I can't necessarily do that. We hope it's sooner rather than later. You know, Cam tweaked his ankle a few games ago, you know, played through it. Yesterday, you know, he went through the practice the day before. It's just sore, so we're just trying to get him over that. So I don't anticipate any sort of long time out for him. And as far as, you know, the last few guys on COVID, Bogey and John, Gorgie, those are just based off their daily testing numbers. So, you know, every player's, you know, reacted differently. You know, we've seen some guys come back really quick. Some guys, you know, taking 10 days. So, but generally speaking, all their CT numbers are moving in the right direction. And as you're all aware now, the rules are you have to have 2 days with a CT value over 30 in a row to be cleared by the league.
All right. Well, hi. So back to this here. You talk about your frustrations with this team. You and Coach talk. What does it take for them to why does it not sink into them that the defense is where is what's going to win you, what's going to get you back to what you were last year? Why is that not happening?
That's a great question. Certainly the coaches are showing them videos, talking to them. You know, all the practice sessions. We've talked about this in other shows where I think there's a belief that we're a good team, and that certainly you want to think that's true. There's a belief that we can score, but right now there's no sense of urgency to make a stop. There's no sense of accountability that I'm going to stop my guy, or as a team, we're going to make an effort. It's just not there. I mean, you guys watch the games. If somebody gets scored on, they go down the other end. It doesn't bother them. So I don't think, I should hope it's a switch we can flip, but I don't know at this point. I really don't. I would have thought losing 8 games in a row would have drawn some sort of sense of urgency. It's just terribly frustrating to see the same thing happen over and over again when there's a negative outcome. I believe that's the definition of insanity, right? When you do the same thing over and over again with a negative outcome. So it's certainly something that we're going to have to take a long look at.
So I it's safe to say, Trav, when you don't travel with the team, you have to stay up for these games, and you see them go the way that they go. It's very frustrating for you at this point. Very, very frustrating.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'd love to be there, but unfortunately, I tested positive last week. I mean, I guess I got lucky. I tested positive before we got to Portland, so I didn't have to drive all the way across the country. I just had to drive back from Chicago.
It would have been a beautiful drive, Trav. It would have been a beautiful drive, though. You could have saw our country, and you could have taken pictures and posted them on your Instagram or your Twitter feed, and it would have been awesome.
Yeah, I don't have an Instagram feed, but I've driven from – at least Idaho to Kansas before, so I've seen most of it.
You've seen enough, honey. That's all you need to see.
Yeah. They got trees over there just like we got trees here.
Yeah. This is perplexing to me. I can't imagine what it's like for you. Because the fans, we all talk about the same thing here. It's like, does this team, let me ask you a question. Does this team lack the voice? Is Solomon Hill missed? Is this team lack a voice like that?
There's no question. Solomon was a vocal leader for us. We missed that. It's just frustrating because, we've seen this group, have success. And to see the group, not make the necessary effort plays it takes to win an NBA game. It's become frustrating because, as you said, you watch the games, the fan watch the game. We all know we're the second best offensive team in the league now, I think. And I don't know where our defensive rating is. I haven't looked, but, every team we play goes out and gets 130. So the common denominator in that is us. And we have to look in the mirror, and we have to come to the reality that that's us. And I certainly am the one that's in charge of, putting those people out there, and I have to accept that responsibility that, maybe it wasn't such a great idea to bring everybody back. Like, that's on me. And that's what, we have a few weeks here for the trade deadline. That's what I need to figure out. As you mentioned, it's, there's only 2 times we can really make changes here, right? The draft, free agency, and the trade deadline. And, it's my responsibility to put a product on the floor that can win. And right now I'm questioning whether or not I've done that.
So you're saying to us you will be seek to be active at the trade deadline.
Yeah, I don't think there's any reason for us not to be at this point. Certainly we'd like to see the whole team on the floor together, but we also want to win, and right now we're not doing that. So, I wouldn't be doing my job if I just stuck my head in the sand and said things are great. And I don't think that's doing my job.
Is there Is there a leader that you have? Obviously, you've said stuff to the team. Coaches have said stuff to the team, and it's not sinking in. Is there a voice in that locker room that you think is the leader in that locker room? And if not, who should be?
Well, like I said, you know, we mentioned Solomon. One of the reasons why we brought Solomon back was because he's a big part of that. You know, do we have the one dominant, you know, for lack of a better term, you know, Draymond Green in the Golden State locker room? I was there. No, we don't have that one. We have guys that speak their mind, though. We certainly have that.
All right. The reason I ask this is, if you're going to be active at the trade deadline, is that something you're seeking? Is somebody that can come in and do and act in that role, or no?
I think you have to be careful. I think you have to be careful there. Like,
right,
we try to be active at every trade deadline. Now, it'd be really unrealistic to assume that we're just going to go trade five guys. That just doesn't happen.
Right.
But I think you can make, you know, moves around the deadline that can really help your team. I mean, we were able to do that last year. You know, we made a move that most people didn't, you know, think probably a whole lot of, with Rondo for Lou, and that was a big move for us. We saw this past year with the Braves. They make a couple moves on the margins. Those turn out to be big moves. So when I say be active at the trade deadline, that doesn't mean that, you know, we're going to trade 10 people. I think you're making a little too much out of that. You know, being active at the trade deadline means trying to make your team better.
Mm-hmm. No, I guess, you know, I was just kind of trying to get into your mind a little bit, mindset,
well,
here,
without
giving
to
away
a
the
big
ghost
story.
As to what you're looking
you're
for.
To do. Let's be honest with ourselves.
Yeah, I know. Well, of course. But I mean, you know, I just, what is you're looking for? I mean, you're looking for defense, you're looking for rebounding, you're looking for leadership. I mean, is there a particular aspect that you're in the market for, you think? All of it. Yeah, I know. Right. I got you. Never mind. You're not going to answer that. I don't blame you. Never mind. Forget. Well, scratch that question.
What's
there,
for breakfast, Trav? What you having for breakfast over there?
It's National Spaghetti Day.
These cereals usually what I go with in the morning.
What's your favorite cereal?
You got to get some fiber. You got to get the fiber cereal, Trav. You got to do some fiber.
We've been
you
eating
get some
special,
fiber.
K of, special K of late.
Yeah, you got to get some fiber in your life. You got to keep that fiber going.
All right. Well, Travis, best of luck to the team in Sacramento and in L.A., and we'll keep tabs on it. Thanks for checking in this morning. Get healthy, my friend. Do.
All right, guys. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.